This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. I'm John North. As we start this week, we want to start it by listening to God and getting his input into our lives. God is here. He's here with me in the radio studio. He's there with you in your car or in your bedroom or wherever you may happen to be. God is there in the fullness of his person, engaging with you right now on the spiritual level. Are you listening? Are you engaged as well? We want to talk this week a little bit about the issue of loneliness. And I want to start by reading a passage from Matthew 26, starting in verse 36. Then Jesus came with the disciples to a place called Gethsemane and said to his disciples, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee and began to be grieved and distressed. And he said to them, "My soul is deeply grieved to the point of death. Remain here and keep watch with me." And he went a little beyond them and fell on his face and prayed, saying, "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me, yet not as I will, but as you will." And he came to the disciples and found them sleeping, and said to Peter, "So you men could not keep watch with me for 1 hour? Keep watching and praying, that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." He went away again a second time and prayed, saying, "My Father, if this cannot pass away unless I drink it, your will be done." And again he came and found them sleeping, for their eyes were heavy. And he left them again and went away and prayed a third time, saying the same thing once more. Then he came to the disciples and said to them, "Are you still sleeping and taking your rest? Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of sinners. Arise, let us be going. Behold, the one who betrays me is at hand." Well, did you catch Jesus' statement to the disciples as he interpreted their struggle to watch with him and stay awake? He said to them, "The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. I think probably most people can identify with that statement. No one is 100% strong in every area of life. Sometimes we may be physically stronger than other people or at different times, and it's the same thing emotionally. It's an inevitable part of every person's life that they will feel loneliness at some point. You know, God wants to meet you at your point of loneliness and your point of weakness. It is in our weakness that we really find and discover and understand God's great strength. Jesus came to heal the brokenhearted and those who were downcast. Are you willing to take steps towards him, to allow him to meet you in your time of emotional weakness, of loneliness? Neil Anderson said, "God's preventative for loneliness is intimacy, meaningful, open, sharing relationships with one another. And in Christ, we have the capacity for the fulfilling sense of belonging, which comes from intimate fellowship with God and with other believers." I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.